We are live, Vandercook Lake High School. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, a little Friday night high school basketball. It's the pink and purple event here at Vandercook Lake High School, raising some money for cancer research. And this year, actually, all the funds raised are going to go to the Henry Ford Allegiance Hospital fund. So they've got some good stuff going on here tonight. And all four of the teams play tonight. So they went the JV boys, they had the JV girls, the varsity girls, and now the varsity boys are the nightcap here. The Hanover Horton Comets in the building tonight, and we're set for some rugged Cascades conference action. Jason, it's been a rough go of it for the hometown Vandercook Lake Jayhawks this year. They won their first game of the year against Springport and have lost seven straight since. That includes their last game loss, 65-45 at Addison. Now, a lot of times, you know, we saw them earlier this year in this gym against Concord, and it was a game where coming down to the stretch, if they make a couple more plays, they have a chance to win that. But it's been a struggle most of the way for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for them to score points. We talked earlier before we went on the air that Vandercook has they've failed to score 30 points at least twice this year. They're averaging about 40 to 45 a game, give or take, and just really haven't been able to put the ball in the net like you need to. And this was a team that we thought might have a shot to sort of meddle sort of in the middle there, make some noise in the Cascades Conference, maybe ruin somebody's season, but it just hasn't gone that way this year at all for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they're 1-7 and winless in their Cascades Conference, and a win tonight's not going to be easy. This is a very good Hanover Horton Comet team, 6-2 overall, 4-1 in the league. Part of that three-way tie right now atop the Cascades Conference. Of course, it looks like that could be down to two teams by the end of the night, Michigan Center and East Jackson playing across town. Actually, not across town. It's just down the road, really.
Yes, it is.
That game's going on tonight, and Hanover Horton's going to look to try to stay matched up in a tie atop the conference. They're coming off back-to-back wins where they scored over 70 points. They beat Michigan Center in what was a surprising outcome, 74-50 at home in a game that we were at. And then they beat Manchester in their last tilt, 70-45. So this is a Hanover Horton team that's hot right now.
Yeah, they really appreciated the home cooking against Michigan Center. And if we hadn't been there to watch it, neither one of us would have believed the outcome. 70-54 was just it was a crazy score. Hanover was way out in front early on, especially at halftime. They had a huge lead and just didn't look back. And you know, Hanover can score in bunches. They've got a lot of size down low. Mitch Sauber at the point has been fantastic for them. You know, they've got a lot going on for him. Jack Brocky has looked impressive. The Laketa brothers have looked very, very good. So they have a lot of talent, not only in their lineup, but also off the bench. They go very, very deep, and they're also very young, which makes them very dangerous this year and for years to come.
Yeah, they look like they've got a bright future ahead of them. Luke Laketa looks like was in street clothes tonight, so he'll be unavailable for Coach Mortimer's Comets, but otherwise they look like they have the rest of the full complement of their skill players as they make their way actually back out of the locker room here. Jerseys on, ready to go here. Pink and purple event at Vandercook Lake High School. We'll take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and set up the starting lineups, get things going toward tip-off. We're live from Vandercook Lake High School. WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's going to be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Why pay retail prices when you have a wholesale jeweler right here in Jackson? Peterson Jewelers is your source for the largest in-house selection of bridal sets. These sets are one of a kind, unique, and that is what every bride wants. Don't go to the big-name high-end jewelers and pay 3, 4, or 5 times more. Go to Peterson Jewelers, where the rings are every bit or better in quality. Browse their limitless selection of bridal sets for all budgets. Make every moment count with a bridal set from Peterson Jewelers.
Peterson Jewelers.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Softwater Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Softwater also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Softwater, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Vandercook Lake High School, getting their pink and purple event tonight to raise money for cancer. And they've got a spaghetti dinner benefit that's been going on, silent auction, lots of great fundraisers out here, and a pretty good crowd tonight for the visiting Hanover Horton Comets. Set for some rugged Cascades Conference action. Jason, why don't we take a look at the starting lineups?
Yeah, let's start with the visiting Hanover Horton Comets under legendary head coach Chad Mortimer. They will go with the juniors Trevor Keeler and Donovan Kennedy, and three sophomores, Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, and Rhett Laketta.
Yeah, that's three names that are going to be etched in some record books, I have the feeling, here at Hanover Horton, at Hanover Horton when it's all said and done.
Yes.
With several years under their belts, and like you said, not just getting minutes as sophomores, but leading the way for the team.
Yeah, they're going to be tough for the next handful of years here. Chad didn't get to retool, he reloaded. So we'll take a look at the starters for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. They will lead things off with a senior-laden lineup for the most part. Caden Stoddard, Trent Longbreak, and Jake Foster in the lineup tonight, along with junior Torrey Higgs. And freshman Caden Bushinski.
Yeah, they do go young with Bushinski, but he's been basically playing that starting lineup since day one this season. And we saw him out here against Concord, and he's kind of a real steady player and doesn't look out of place as a freshman playing on the varsity here with, as you mentioned, three other seniors.
Very capable point guard.
Caden Bushinski ended up playing some quarterback for the football team too in the season. A couple injuries to the Vandercook Lake Jayhawk football lineup, so. We're just about set to go here. We have a few minutes to tick off on the pregame. Again, thanks to Barb Blair and the staff here at Vandercook Lake High School. They got us all set up over here, ready to go. And, again, a big night around here raising money. A lot of pink and purple in the building. We saw the Manchester girls' uniforms were all pink in honor of the event.
Yes.
So it's really nice to see a community like that around here at Vandercook Lake. Chipping in, of course, Hanover Horton here for the boys, and then the Manchester team again in the girls' action. So, really, three communities coming together for what's a tremendous event, raising money for cancer. Jason, I had something else I was going to say to you, and now it slipped my mind. But I wanted to touch on the Cascades Conference.
Yeah.
We had a four-way tie recently. Napoleon. Takes a loss.
Yes.
And Michigan Center, East Jackson playing tonight. So by the end of the weekend, maybe we'll shake out a little bit and find what two teams are going to hold on to the top spot in the league. But that's going to come down late in the season. And even so, one of these other teams could step up. You know, Michigan Center, Hanover Horton got to play again. I think it's going to be fun down the stretch for the Cascades Conference.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that everybody has to play each other one more time at the top there. I think we know Hanover, Michigan Center have one more go at it. Easton and Michigan Center have another go of it. Napoleon plays all three, so anything can really happen. And we could end up with a lot like what we had last year where there was, you know, three teams at the top there that were all tied and they all held tiebreakers against each other. And it was just chaos until Michigan Center finally beat Hanover at the end of the year and set themselves up for a conference championship.
Yeah, a lot of revenge that could take place too. Hanover Horton owes one back to East Jackson. Michigan Center owes one back to Hanover Horton, and they all just kind of have been kind of cannibalizing one another so that league is really three, maybe four teams going to have a shot at it when it's all said and done at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So we will take, let's take another 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back, get you set for the opening tip-off. It's the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks hosting the Hanover Horton Comets on WKHM. Online around the world, WKHM.com.
The football season may be over, but now it's time for the next best season. Ice cream season. The Frosty King on Moscow and Horton Road opens for business on February 11th, just in time for Valentine's Day. Frosty King gift certificates make a great gift for your Valentine, plus custom-made ice cream cakes guaranteed to satisfy your sweetheart. That's the Frosty King on Moscow and Horton. Come celebrate the official kickoff of ice cream season with the Frosty King.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ, VIN number 3LN6L, 5C95H, R665-203, stock number 49908, AZ Plan lease $247 a month for 24 months, 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees, with RCL renewal and owner loyalty, $1,724.91 due at signing. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 31st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Peter Buck on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Getting some introductions and recitation of the cause for tonight from Brent Buschinski. And now they're asking people to rise if they've been affected by cancer in their lives. A fair amount of the audience still standing. 8 minutes on the clock. We still going to get the national anthem, presumably, tonight. We did have a live performance vocal from a Vandercook Lake student.
Very well done.
For the national anthem, yeah, before the girls' varsity game. And
I think she's going to do it again.
Looks like we're going to get her. A repeat performance. So,
oh no,
we're we got
one.
Another student got about to sing. So, we'll turn it up here and see if let you hear on the radio.
Can you see by the
and a fantastic performance of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner here at Vander Cook Lake High School. Two really good ones tonight. They're blessed with some talented singers.
Yes.
So look at the introductions on the court for these starting lineups. Starting with Chad Mortimer's Hanover Horton Comets. And again, we mentioned those in the pregame. Trevor Keeler being announced junior. He was in the starting lineup for them last year as a sophomore and played a lot of minutes. So it's nice that they come back with, even though they have underclassmen playing a lot of minutes, these are guys that have actually already got some time under their belts. We can recall seeing Mitch Sauber get into games last year, and Jack Brocky actually was really important role player last year as a freshman. So they're young, but it's not a youth that comes with inexperience, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And they come from a good program, and Jake Hall down at the JV level has a fantastic group of kids down there, and they run that program like a well-oiled machine. And when they get up to the varsity level, Chad Mortimer knows exactly what he's getting.
Yeah, it's just kind of a basketball player factory out there in Hanover Horton. Meanwhile, for the home court, Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks, they get the musical accompaniment for the introductions a little bit. And look at a little Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Introduce, get things started, the senior, Caden Stoddard, 6'1". Got to be a little extra pumped tonight. I bet they haven't played in front of a crowd this big all year. A little extra jolt here for the home court, Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks.
Yeah, and a good turnout from both schools in their student sections.
Trent Longbreak getting introduced, senior. He's a guy who is kind of a... He does a little bit of everything for the Jayhawks.
Yes.
Freshman Kaden Bashinsky introduced by his... That's his dad, actually.
Yes, it is.
Doing the introductions.
Yeah, Kaden proved to be a very capable point guard the last time we were here. Runs the offense very efficiently. Looks like he's... You know, at that age, they always look like they're bigger every time you see him. He looks like he's definitely bigger this time.
I that might have something to do with just you, Jason.
I think so.
8 minutes up on the clock. Last words from the coaches, and we are set to take the floor here. A little later start than our usual high school basketball totes, but what the heck, it's Friday night.
Past my bedtime.
So we'll send him into the center to jump it up. Trent Longbreak will jump up against Jack Brocky. And there's the tap controlled by the Comets. Mitch Sauber bringing it over midcourt, setting up the offense. Gets to Laketa outside the arc left wing. Finds it cutting and wide open Donovan Kennedy, but he loses the pass just a little bit. Enough to have to cause him to reset, get back outside the arc. And Mitch Sauber looking to drive from the right wing all the way into the bucket. Double clutch, puts it up, hits nothing. Rebounded by Caden Stoddard, and the Jayhawks come the other way. Bushinski outside the left arc deep. Works his way over to the middle. Now he'll drive into the air. Shots up off the glass and in. Bushinski looking for his own offense on that one. 2-0 lead for the Jayhawks.
Good job directing traffic there.
Keeler gets to Kennedy. Kennedy looking to drive. Now he'll pass it up. Laketa finds some space deep into the paint. Long strider gets all the way to the basket. Lefty finish, and we're tied at two. High post for Stoddard. He goes to work. Gets deep. Gets the shot up, and it's partially blocked there. And that's going to come down and actually go out of bounds off of him. Nice defensive play. Trent Longbreak, excuse me.
Yeah, that was Trevor Keeler who got up and made that block there, the junior for Hanover.
Sauber now picked up at midcourt by Torrey Higgs. Gets into the elbow, now passes back out to Brocky, who's looking to drive. Gets into the free throw line area, kicks back out to Sauber. Sauber sends it across to Keeler, gets into the paint deep. He goes left and finishes off the glass, and it's a 4-2 Comet lead.
Good move by Keeler.
Yeah, they're really looking to find some seams in that defense and get to the bucket. Two layups so far, the points for Hanover Horton. Higgs to Bashinsky, he'll pull the triple, and nothing but net. Caden Bashinsky coming out on fire early, 5-4. The Jayhawks take the lead. Keeler driving against Bashinsky now, nowhere to go. Out to Sauber, he swings it into the paint, spin. Floating jumper by Kennedy, and it's 6-5 Hanover.
Excellent hang time there by Donovan Kennedy.
Torrey Higgs working against Mitch Sauber, man-to-man, picks him up just over midcourt. Deep right wing for Caden Stoddard. Now he'll look to drive to the middle, into the corner for Higgs. Higgs will drive baseline, steps back, double team, passes out. Stoddard jab step into the lane, and we're going to need a whistle. Our first foul of the night will go against Hanover Horton.
Yeah, they had Jake Foster, the 6'2 senior, down low. Couldn't quite get him the ball in the low block there, and that foul on Trevor Keeler is his first.
Inbound is swiped up the floor to Keeler, gets into the air, scores it, and he'll get the blocking foul. Defender got too deep. They both went up into the air, and Keeler, in control of his body, gets the shot to go, and has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play at the stripe. 8-5 Comet lead. And the free throw makes it 9. 5.5 to go first quarter, 9-5. Bashinsky's getting the offense done for the Jayhawks. A little more universal scoring here for the Comets. Well, two guys in the scorebook anyway. Here's a drive from Higgs. And he puts it up, gets blocked, but he's called for a travel.
Yeah, it looks like he took off before he started his dribble there. Very common whistle.
Cut up the right side, bringing it up. Now he'll get away to Kennedy. Left wing to the top. Jack Brocky will pull that three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Kennedy. Gets the putback off the glass. Left hand. Make it 11-5. Now Higgs nice behind the back. Gets up in the air with nowhere to go. Bashinsky chases it down near midcourt. Now he'll drive to the high post. Triple teamed. And he has the shot blocked. He's knocked to the floor. And initially no foul call, and they're still not call foul. But it is Jayhawk ball out of bounds.
Yeah, he kind of had the ball a little bit positioned like a football, went up for the layup, and Trevor Keeler was right there, had all ball.
Into Bashinsky, he'll pull the three. Left that one a little short, and nearly offensive rebound. Pulled in by long break instead. The Comets get it, and Sauber will drive from the top. Pretty floater from a step inside the free throw line. And that is a nice run here by the Comets. 13-5 lead, with 4.5 to go first quarter. We get a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second break. We'll keep it here. Want to mention a couple of sponsors that have added on to the game supporting the Hanover Horton Comets, yeah. And that means Lomar Machine and Tool.
Oh, yeah.
And the Frosty King. Felt like Frosty King weather today, Jason.
It really did, actually. It was nice. I got out for lunch finally, and it was nice to enjoy that nice weather.
Yeah, driving with the windows down for a little while this afternoon. 4:32 on our clock, 13-5. It's been a Comet run. They trailed 5-4, and since then, they have not let up. 4.5. Inbound is to Torrey Higgs. He comes up slowly to Stoddard, right wing. He drives across the top, and he's
nice
double-teamed out there, and they'll get him for a double dribble.
Yeah, the ball got caught up on his hip there.
Comets will inbound. Laketa looking for Sauber. He's picked up full court by Higgs. Instead, they'll go into Brocky, and Stoddard will pick him up at half court. Right wing Keeler thought about the triple. Now he'll drive, kicks out for Kennedy. Kennedy into the paint. Up and under move, and he got it to go. Hanover Horton's getting all of their points right there in that painted area tonight. 15-5, quick 10-point advantage for Hanover. Drive from Higgs, spin move off the glass. Pretty move, couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound, long break, and the putback is good. Long break gets you those hustle points, big rebounds. 15-7. And Brocky steps in. Nice look from the elbow. Gets it to go. Hanover Horton keeps their lead in double digits.
His first 2 points of the game.
Takes the drive into the elbow. Kicks off for Stoddard. Ready for the three-point gun, and he hit it. Big shot, Caden Stoddard. 17-10. Common advantage. Here comes Brocky up the left side. One-on-one with Stoddard. Good defense by Caden. But he gets into the elbow. Fading jumper. Pretty shot by Brocky. 19-10 our score with 3:10 to go first quarter. And the Comets have just not been missing shots.
And they looked good in warm-ups too, knocking down threes.
Wyszynski working against Sauber. Gets into the lane, up and under. And he'll draw a whistle. Kind of got in a little deep, nowhere to go, but he was able to do kind of a little scoop shot. Got it up off the glass. Doesn't make it, but he'll get a pair at the line.
And he's showing no fear getting down into the painted area, taking advantage of them being down a Laqueta.
He hits his first one from the stripe, and it's 19-11. Jayhawks cut the lead to 8. Can make it 7 with the second free throw attempt.
That foul, by the way, on Mitch Sauber, his first, team second.
That one comes off the rim, and Sauber chases it down. Up the floor to Kennedy, working outside the left arc. Across the floor to Sauber, right wing. Now working down to the paint for Brocky, turnaround. Sort of a half jump hook, half jumper shot. Comes up short, rebounded by the Jayhawks. And Stoddard bringing it up the left side. Nice feed down low. Maybe a little too hot to handle on the pass. That leads to the run out by the Comets. Double clutch layup by Brocky, and it's 21-11. Lead stretches back to 10. Stoddard outside the arc now for the Jayhawks left wing. Skip pass over to Higgs, and he'll reset. Fist in the air, calling out the play, backs it up toward midcourt. Looking for a screen, doesn't use it, goes behind the back against Sauber. Now he's got to pass it back out. Wyszynski thought about the triple, instead he'll drive. Looking to dish it down low. Intended receiver at McKenna Canencia. Too much traffic, it goes out of bounds, and it's Comet ball. They lead 21-11, 2 minutes still to go here, first quarter. Hot shooting start here for Hanover Horton.
Isaac Clintworth checking into the game.
Sauber outside the arc for the Comets. There's Brocky, open look for three.
Oh, you can't give
nothing
him that.
Nothing but net. Plenty of time for Jack Brocky, 24-11. And Comets with a torrid scoring pace here in the first and just not missing.
Yeah, Jack don't miss. He's got 9 now in the first quarter.
Caden Wyszynski working against Brocky now into the elbow, passes out to Canencia. Excuse me, that's not Canencia, Isaac Clintworth. Clintworth will take an extra step and turn it over. A couple substitutions for Chad Mortimer. That will bring...
It's like Brandon Miller and Jake Sauber into the game. Bryce Sanders has also checked in.
Brocky and Laqueta, the two starters on the floor. Brocky brings it up. Miller on the left wing drives across the top. Out to Laqueta for three off the heel. Long rebound goes out to Brocky, and he'll reset. And now we're going to get a moving screen, I think, against Brandon Miller. Contact away from the ball, turning it over. 24-11, the score, lead up to 13 here for a hot shooting Comets. With 1:08 to go first quarter, Vander Cook Lake High School.
And you wonder if they're looking to put it away early because Brandon Miller and Bryce Sanders were knocking down triples and warm-ups all the entire time that they were taking shots.
Wyszynski's been aggressive for his shot. He drives now, pump fakes, gets Jack Brocky off the ground. Leans in for the jumper, can't hit, but does draw the whistle. Wyszynski's looked like a man on a mission so far into the game, really looking for his offense.
Yeah, he has 6 of the team's 11 points so far, and he'll look to add to that total right here at the line.
And that one rattles in and out. As looks like Coach Swoverland making a substitution into the game for the first time tonight, Austin Messner.
Also, he's Michael Brown checking in.
Messner, long, lanky kid, 6'2", sophomore for the Jayhawks.
Keeler back into the game. He'll replace Baraki.
Kaczynski's second free throw mirrors the first, rattles around, but comes back out 24-11 as he's 1-for-4 at the stripe. Keeler on the attack, gets the lefty layup, and we're going to get a whistle. It's going to go against Kaczynski.
Yep, that'll be his first, team's first.
I didn't think the contact was egregious on that. But
yeah, they swallowed the whistle early on in this quarter, but they've been making up for it.
Keeler's free throw rattles around a couple times, ultimately falling through, 25-11. Hanover Horton well on their way to another 70-point total, 70-plus points. Keeler misses the second. Laketta battling, rebound still loose. Finally gotten reeled in there and passed off. Shot goes up from Jake Sauber, missed it. And the Jayhawks come away with a rebound. Now 30 seconds in the quarter. Driving dish for Kaczynski out to Higgs. He'll pull the triple and get it to go.
Good shot.
Rainbow style. 25-14 is the score. 20 seconds. Laketta on the drive, and he'll draw some contact.
And that is going to go on Austin Messner, his first for the 6'2" sophomore.
Fouls on the floor. Inbound coming from Brennan Miller from the baseline. Finds Laketta on the cut. Tough catch. And reaching in for a steal attempt is Isaac Clintworth. He gets his arm caught, and he'll get whistled for a foul. 16.4 on the first quarter clock. Brett Laketta on the baseline, gets it in. And now they go right back to him on the low block, and Austin Messner pushing down low. We'll get another whistle. It's our third whistle on this trip.
Yes, it is. And that is two on Messner.
A couple quick ones for the sophomore for Vandercook. Gets screened, and Laketta thought about the triple. Passes away. At the top, stop and pop three. Got it! Didn't look like it was going down at first, but Bryce Sanders, another talented sophomore for the Comets, gets that three to go. 28-14, that buzzer means the end of one. They've doubled them up here at home. Hanover Horton on the road, all over the Jayhawks. We'll take 1 minute, back with the second quarter on WKHM.
Rehab Specialist is excited to announce our new clinic in Napoleon Corners, opening in January of 2018. It's a brand new state-of-the-art clinic and will specialize in work and sports injury rehabilitation, as well as women's health therapy. For over 30 years, you have trusted us to serve the Jackson community, and now with 7 ORS facilities and extended hours for your convenience, you can begin your treatment with or without a doctor's referral. If you're experiencing ongoing pain from your everyday life, let us help you. Visit our website at orsmi.com to set up your appointment today.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Set to go for quarter number two here, Vandercook Lake High School. 8 minutes on the clock, 28-14, the Comets. I'm still trying to recall if they missed a shot that they didn't get fouled on.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Big win tonight for the Northwest girls. Hit a three-pointer with 1 second left on the clock to beat Battle Creek Harper Creek in Interstate 8 action. Congrats to the Northwest girls. Inbound and initial possession here for the Jayhawks. And they get it down low to Long Break, and he'll draw a whistle. Into the game, Michael Brown for Vandercook. So that's two freshmen now on the floor for the Jayhawks, Brown and Bashinsky. Stoddard to inbound from the baseline. Tries to go in deep to Bashinsky, and Brocky battling him the whole way. Bashinsky's got it now. They got some numbers. Good hustle back for Brocky and the Comets. Higgs working out near midcourt, deep right wing, looking for long break in the high post. He goes to work, up in the air and blocked. Rhett Laketta knocked that one out of the sky, out of bounds. It'll still be Jayhawk ball.
It's at least three now for the Comets in this one.
Bashinsky at the top, over to the right wing, open for Higgs, misses the triple, and rebounded by Keeler out on the runout. Behind the back dribble to the right wing. To the top, Brocky was open for a moment, hesitated, and Bashinsky able to get out there and close out. Mitch Sauber back onto the court for the Comets, into the corner for Laketta. Now out to the top, Keeler takes a couple dribbles in, open look from the elbow, and he hits.
They'll give Keeler eight on the night.
The shooting continues to be lights out for the Comets. Under 7 minutes to go, first half. Higgs with the ball for the Jayhawks. Crossover on the drive. Spin move, jump hook. Deep jump hook, missed it, and Laketta reels in the rebound. Back up the floor for the Comets. Sauber working left wing, and he'll look to drive to the middle. And we'll get a hand check violation against Higgs.
And that is his first team's. I have five, but they've got six, so who am I to argue with that?
It's an argument you wouldn't win.
Exactly.
Kennedy's got it for Hanover on the baseline now. He'll get it out to Sauber. Moving it right around the perimeter, opposite wing, and then a cut by Kennedy. Gets deep, gets into the air, turnaround, Jay is good.
And that'll give Donovan Kennedy eight. So they now have three players nearly in double figures before halftime.
Stoddard's got it for the Jayhawks. Back across court to Brown. Brown into the corner for Higgs. Higgs looking for long break on the low block. And every time they try to go down to him the last couple trips, he's been able to generate a foul call at least. That'll be Jayhawk ball. Stoddard inbound again from the baseline. Gets to long break just outside the arc. Swinging around the perimeter. Bashinsky stops it. Puts it on the deck. Now back to Stoddard. Deep right wing. And then gives to Higgs. Higgs puts it on the ground, looking to drive. Nothing there. Swing pass over to Brown. Brown back to Higgs at the top. Thinks about a three. Now he gets into the paint. And we're going to go whistle on the ground.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably going to be on Keeler. Yes, it will. That's going to be his second. Team sixth.
32-14 the score. 5:52 to go in the half. 4-0 run to start the quarter here for the Comets. Higgs can put that to stop with a free throw. And he gets that one to go.
Excuse me, that's their seventh.
Higgs again at the stripe. And he gets the pair to go. 32-16. Mitch Sauber accepts the inbound pass. Battling against Higgs. Maybe a little clear out there with the off arm. Gives to Brocky. Now back to Sauber in the corner. Gets the triple off. And the rebound reeled in by the Jayhawks. And there's the first miss I can remember for the Comets. But Sauber comes away with a steal on the drive from Higgs. Bring it up the floor. Drops it off for Keeler into the air. And score it. Trevor Keeler having himself a nice night. And that's going to get a timeout from the Jayhawk bench. We're taking a full timeout. We will, too. 1 minute break. We're back with the final 5:24 of the half. 34-16. Comets lead on WKHM.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
The football season may be over, but now it's time for the next best season.
Ice cream season. The Frosty King on Moscow and Horton Road opens for business on February 11th, just in time for Valentine's Day. Frosty King gift certificates make a great gift for your Valentine, plus custom-made ice cream cakes guaranteed to satisfy your sweetheart. That's the Frosty King on Moscow and Horton. Come celebrate the official kickoff of ice cream season with the Frosty King.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jayhawks with the ball as we're back at it here, second quarter. Moving around the perimeter, Higgs lost it for a moment, gets the possession back. Looks to attack out to Stoddard. They give him a little space, now he's working against Laketta. Pull up Jay from the baseline, good looking shot. Couldn't get it to go, however, and Kennedy reels in the rebound for the Comets. Sauber up the right side. He looks to attack the heart of that defense. Good D by Higgs. Makes Sauber take a tough shot, rebounded, and here come the Jayhawks.
Yeah, wanted a foul, didn't get it.
Higgs drives in, out to long break, misses the triple, and the Comets will get the rebound. Back on the attack, Brocky. Ridden all the way up the floor there by Michael Brown. He'll get the whistle, and that'll be bonus time for the Comets, 1-1.
And that is Michael Brown's first.
So Brocky hits the free throw line. 4:34 to go first half. 34-16, the Comets lead. Can add to it here. Brocky's free throw rattles off. Long break. Battles for the rebound. Pulls it down. Jayhawks back at the offensive end. Wyszynski crossover dribble on Brocky. Passes out to Stoddard, skips it across, looking for Clintworth. Comet player got into the lane, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay Jayhawk ball. Stoddard to inbound. Looking for Brown in the corner. Nope, goes down low to long break. He's looking to back down in the paint. Loses the dribble for a moment. Does recover, turnaround jumper off the front rim. Chased down, finally reeled in by Kennedy. As three different Jayhawks players had a shot at it but couldn't control it. Laketta looking to drive, now passes out to Keeler, left wing to the top. And there's Kennedy who pulls the triple off the heel and rebounded by Wyszynski. The hot shooting for the Comets has gone a little cold here second quarter, Jason.
Yeah, they've been getting the good shots, just haven't been able to knock them down as Wyszynski gets down low.
Nice move by Wyszynski, used his body to create some space down low, just couldn't get the shot to go. So both teams kind of gone cold in the shooting categories. Kennedy, tough to miss that one, but he did. Scooped it, got real close, then partially blocked on the putback by Stoddard. Putback attempt by Laketta missed, and then Kennedy got another shot at it. Finally, Wyszynski pulls it down, and he'll get a whistle. And that's sending Wyszynski to the line.
Yeah, that's going to be Trevor Keeler's third in the half. And he'll go have a seat. He'll be replaced by Bryce Sanders. Also checking into the game is Jake Sauber.
.332 to go first half, 34-16. Caden Wyszynski back at the free throw line. He's made a few trips there already tonight. And that free throw comes off left rim, bounces wide, and that's reeled in by the Comets. Up the floor, Laketta. Now he'll work to the middle. Nice pass dropped off to Brocky. And he puts it in. Ends the scoring drought for the Comets. But 36-16, they've got a 20-point advantage here. Getting comfortable in the lead. Stoddard takes a dribble drive in, pull-up jumper. Oh, halfway down, comes back out. Rebound tapped by Brown and actually pulled in by Brocky. And he'll work his way back up the right side of the floor. Into the paint. Drops it off. You had Bryce Sanders looking to get some rebounding position because he thought Brocky was going to shoot. Brocky thought he was open and went to drop it off to him. Goes out of bounds, and we'll get a timeout on the floor. 3:02 to go, first half, and we'll keep it here on the broadcast. Say thank you to some of our sponsors, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, White's Restaurant and Catering. The fish dinners are going to become even more delicious, you would think, with the upcoming the upcoming Fat Tuesday and then Lent season.
Yes, and it's never a bad time for the two-piece cod at White's. That actually sounds kind of good on the way home, matter of fact.
3:02 to go here, first half. Higgs takes the inbound. He's on the floor with Stoddard, Bushinski, Clintworth, and Foster. Stoddard's got it out near midcourt. Jake Sauber picking him up out there. Now left wing for Bushinski. Takes a deep three. Missed everything. Sanders chases it down for the Comets, and Mitch Sauber gets it looking up the floor. Up the right sideline to Laketa. Higgs on the steal attempt. Knocks it out of bounds. And Foster out, back out of the game. Austin Messner onto the floor for the Jayhawks. He's got a couple fouls.
Yeah, he was very aggressive defensively against Luke Laketa in that first quarter.
He's matched up on Rhett Laketa again. Drive and missed shot behind the back. Higgs and right into the waiting hands of Jake Sauber. Now we get a little bit of a tie-up. And it's going to be a whistle, I think, against Torrey Higgs.
Yeah. It's his second. Now, Jake Sauber was wise to get up and just walk away.
Yeah, a little extracurricular there. But when you're Torrey Higgs and you get tied up with somebody, you just want to get them off of you.
Yeah.
I don't think it was anything villainous.
Not at all.
There's your free throw from Sauber, and he gets that to go nothing but net. That is Jake Sauber, the senior here for the Comets.
Much different than the extracurriculars we saw on Saturday at East Jackson.
Sauber's second free throw a little short. Tapped by Laketa and then pulled in by Sanders. So new possession here for the Comets. Nice extra pass there by Brocky. Drops it down low to Laketa. Looking to work under the basket. No room there, but he gets out to Sanders. He's wide open. Three-pointer is wide. Comets rebound again, and out to Mitch Sauber for three, and he gets nothing but the back of the net. Mitch Sauber don't miss much. He had a rough shooting first quarter, but here in the second gets that one to go. 40-16 now for the Comets lead, 1:55 to go. Drive by Higgs off the glass, missed, rebounded by Hanover. Horton back up the floor, Brocky all the way to the bucket. Easy bunny on the hustle play by Jack Brocky. It's 42-16 with a minute 40 on the game clock here for the first half.
And he made that look easy.
Torrey Higgs, left wing. Back to Stoddard at the top. Gets a screen from Messner. Working against the cat. A pull-up J by Stoddard. Comes off the rim. Clintworth gets the rebound. And he'll get it back out to Stoddard to reset. Higgs with the ball now, dribbling up right wing to Stoddard. Calling for a pick, nobody comes. Puts it down on the floor and then pulls up the J. That one comes off the rim. Laketa pulls in the rebound.
A lot of standing around flat-footed by Vandercook on the offense.
Brocky open for three and knocks it down. You can't give him any space. He'll gladly knock down a triple if you give him the room. And now we'll get a timeout from the Hanover Horton bench. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break on the broadcast. Final 50 seconds of the first half coming up when we return to WKHM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Carmella Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicky Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704, 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final 50 seconds, ready to go here. 45-16, our score. Congratulations to the Michigan Center Cardinals. A 67-55 win over the East Jackson Trojans. And the Cardinals now alone at the top of the Cascades Conference. However, it looks like Hanover Horton's going to match them tonight and keep their place. Of course, they're going to have to finish this one out. Their lead almost up to 30 here, though. 45-16, just 30 seconds away from halftime.
And we get a hand check foul. Jeremy Van Epps, his first.
pink and purple night here at Vandercook Lake, raising some money for the Henry Ford Allegiance Hospital Patient Fund. A lot of that money is going to go to gas cards and things to help people who are supporting cancer patients, you know, friends and family who go to visit. And, of course, always a big cost for patients in cancer treatment with the chemo, the traveling expenses alone.
Yes.
Often quite expensive for
absolutely
those folks.
Especially
treatment.
If you don't have transport of your own, the bus tokens and taxis and things adds up quick.
10 seconds to go, first half, 45-16, our score. Brown into the corner, there is Bushinski, gets a screen, pulls up the three, no. So at halftime here, 45-16, Hanover Horton's hot shooting, the difference maker here so far. And we will go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the first half scorers and set things up for the second half. 45-16, Hanover Horton leads Vandercook Lake on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal from Jackson Public Schools. Now more than ever, our students need to be prepared beyond K-12 to be competitive in the workforce of tomorrow. We are excited to announce the Jackson County Early College Program at Jackson High School. The program offers our students a unique opportunity to attain college credit towards a certification or all the way up to an associate's degree. Students can begin their college education as early as their freshman year and stay through their 13th year. This program is open to all Jackson High School students. For more information, visit us on the web or stop in and see us. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At the half, 45-16, Hanover Horton leads Vandercook Lake, and they just shot the lights out. There was a brief period in the second quarter where they kind of lost their range, but they got it back by getting deep into the lane, getting some layups.
Yeah, they really kind of had their way athletically down low. Were just able to just impose their will. Vandercook doesn't really, you know, there's no deficiencies there size-wise against Hanover Horton. So it was just a matter of them being able athletically to just get it done.
You know, and on the offensive end, the Comets are really, they move the ball very well. Mm-hmm. They're moving it around inside out, you know, getting open looks, and the Vandercook Lake offense has been a little more one-on-one, a little less ball movement, I guess I would say. So they're going to have to find a way to kind of move that rock around the perimeter, look inside. Caden Bushinski, has been kind of the bright spot for him, I think. But he's kind of been the lone guy. I think Caden Stoddard did a good job looking for his own shot, but he just couldn't get any of them to fall.
Yeah, and he's struggled a little bit from the free throw line. The score might be a little bit closer. Definitely not even within earshot at all, but would be somewhat closer if he was a little bit more consistent from the line.
So let's run over the numbers there for the first half, Jason.
So we'll start with Vandercook Lake because it's a very short and sweet list. Caden Mashinsky leads the team in scoring with 6, Torrey Higgs with 5, Caden Stoddard with 3 points, and then Trent Longbreak contributing 2 for the 16-point Vandercook half.
And with 45 points in the first half for the Comets, who'd they get contribution from?
It was the Jack Brockie show all half long, and Jack don't miss. He had 16 in the first half, equaling all of Vandercook's output. He also was backed by Donovan Kennedy and Trevor Keeler, who each had 8. Mitch Sauber with 5. Bryce Sanders with 3. Rhett Laketta with 2. And Jake Sauber chipped in a bucket from the free throw line.
And Keeler got himself into a little bit of foul trouble, so we might see very limited appearance from him in the second half. But the Comets just continue to be hot and putting up points, and it's going to be tough for the Jayhawks to get back into this one. Meanwhile, in other Cascades Conference action, the Cardinals downed the East Jackson Trojans, so it's really a two-horse race right now at the top of the Cascades Conference, and that's really going to make that matchup, that second matchup between the Cardinals and the Comets, a must-see. And we'll be at that one.
Yes, we will. It'll be fantastic because we get a little home cooking and some caramel corn and well taken care of. And we get treated to a fantastic basketball game.
Well, and I just don't know what to expect now after the way they played the first time. I got to imagine the Cardinals will be a little more energetic at home against the Comets. And now they have that additional revenge factor in mind. And, there's no real easy explanation for why they lost by 24 at Hanover Horton, except they looked a little sluggish. They got behind and could never get back.
Yep, that's exactly what happened, is they fell behind and could never catch up.
Let's go ahead and take 2 more minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and the halftime. We'll come back and get things set up for the second half. Again, 45-16, our score, all Comets right now on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live here. Vandercook Lake High School, their big pink-purple event. All 4 of their basketball squads were in action tonight, both the JV girls and boys and both varsity clubs too. The Manchester girls won the varsity girls tilt and the Vandercook Lake JV girls were able to win that game, and I didn't get a score from the JV boys game tonight. But
I did not either.
All of them in action. And regardless of the outcome of the games, everybody's a winner tonight when they help fight cancer.
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll be in action again early next week, Tuesday. We're going to be at Jackson High School. DeWitt is going to be in town. You haven't seen Jackson High game this year.
I have not. This will be my first opportunity to see Jackson High in action. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, it was always fun to go over there and watch that club play.
One of my favorite players in the area on the Vikings, Jonathan Robinson.
Sure. And I just, Coach Crowley's always got them playing. That's just that torrid pace.
Yeah.
And it's just a very entertaining brand of basketball at Jackson High, and DeWitt will be a worthy opponent. So we'll bring you coverage of that again. That's coming up on Tuesday. Stay tuned after tonight's final buzzer for our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Of course, if you'd like to listen to any of our games online, WKHM.com, we have our audio archive.
That's right.
Yeah, you can catch that tilt from on Saturday. East Jackson and Columbia Central were battling until technical fouls late in the game
kind of
swayed it in East Jackson's favor.
Oh, that was it was chippy at the end there, and even had our first ejection of the year. And
yeah, it was
interesting.
Got crazy there. Congratulations again, Michigan Center, 67-55 winners tonight over those East Jackson Trojans. But still at 10-2 on the year and 4-2. Nice season for East Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely.
They might end up back at the drawing board again next season, though. They have just two juniors playing, and the rest of the kids on that squad are seniors. So they're benefiting from experience at this point.
Yeah, and they've been led by Daniel Poole, who's just, it seems like he just can throw up 30 whenever he feels like it. And the game we saw Saturday, he very quietly hung 30 points. We didn't really... It didn't feel like it was a 30-point game, kind of like with Jack Brockie. It feels like a big night for him, but Saturday just didn't feel like that, and he hung 30.
And before heading into the game, I believe he was just 35 points away from being the all-time leading scorer in East Jackson basketball history. I don't think he got that total tonight, but put himself a little bit closer as Jack Brockie misses a three to get things underway here, rebounded by the Jayhawks. Higgs looking for long break down in the block, and we're going to get a whistle against.
I think we're getting a push on Laketa. Yep.
Long break, when he's tried to get position down low, they've been forced to foul him.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Higgs gets the inbound. Pump fakes the triple, hands off to Stoddard, gets into the elbow, pulls up the jumper, missed. Sauber gets the rebound up the floor quickly all the way to the bucket, coast to coast, into the air, couldn't get the layup to go, but he will draw a whistle and a pair of free throws.
And that is on Caden Stoddard, his first, team's first.
Second half underway, 7:28 to go, 45-46. Our score as we resume play, Mitch Sauber at the line. First free throw missed.
The iron has been very unkind at the free throw line at that end of the floor today.
I would say both teams have kind of struggled at the stripe in those charity options. Second one equally missed, but Kennedy chases down the rebound for the Comets. Starting lineup on the floor for Hanover as Jack Brockie on the drive has it knocked away. Stays Comet ball. Jack Brockie looks to inbound from the baseline. Sends the guys in motion. Laketa coming around a screen. Passes a little wide, but he's able to reel it in. Set up on the baseline. Now kicks out to Brock. He thought about the three over to Sauber. He'll hesitate. Now drives. Pops it out to Brock. And now Keeler coming around a screen. Lefty layup is a little short. Rebounded by Kennedy. He works to put the ball back in. Blocked. Knocked away by long break. And out of bounds. Last touch. Higgs and Comets will retain possession. An inbound to Laketa, and he puts it on the deck on the drive. Little contact. Goes out of bounds. No foul call. Instead, they're just going to say out on Vandercook, but I didn't see a Jayhawk player touch it.
I didn't either, and that might have been just a makeup for the fact that there might have been a foul there.
6:55 to go. Third quarter, Laketa. Nice spin move. Gets long break up into the air. Long break actually knocks the ball away with his leg. and he'll get whistled for a foul. But if he doesn't stick his leg out, Laqueta's got an easy open look. The inbound lob it to Laqueta. He leaves it short, rebounded by the Jayhawks on the attack up the left sideline. Now into the middle for Stoddard. Bullet pass to Long Break through his hands. A little too hot to handle. Out of bounds.
A good idea on the feed there to try to get Long Break in the low block, and just didn't quite work out.
Brocky gets some time behind the arc. Doesn't miss that often when he's that open, but he did fail to get that one to fall. Rebounded by Long Break, and here come the Jayhawks one more time. Stoddard working against Keeler into the corner for Long Break. Dribbles, three-pointer off the heel, and that's rebounded by Keeler, puts it on the deck. Stoddard picking him up full court. Now he'll fall back. Keeler keeping the pressure on, gives to Kennedy. He puts the ball on the floor. And stolen by Higgs. Fast break for the Jayhawks. Sauber with a little knock away, and Kennedy gets the ball. Fake pass to the bucket. Double
nice.
Clutch. Finger roll. And there's the end of the scoring drop, 47-16.
And that's now 10 points for Donovan Kennedy.
Comet stretched that lead out. 5:45 to go in the third. Higgs calling for a screen. Long Break comes all the way across the floor. Sets the screen, and now a pass, and it was clearly kicked by Laqueta. No call. Instead, it's up the floor to Keeler. And he's going to score it, and we get the Higgs jumps up and smacks the glass.
Yeah.
I guess we get a warning.
Believe so. Looks like it will be a warning.
And you can see Coach Swoverland arguing the kick ball on the last possession. I saw it, too.
I did, too.
Clearly went right off his foot.
Yeah.
Five and a half on our third quarter clock. 49-16 the score. Higgs looking to drive from the top all the way to the bucket.
Wow.
Nice move by Higgs. Where's that speed burst, Ben? Blew by the defenders. Got a little help from a screen. Now Brocky right back the other way. Long Break hangs long enough to tap it away. Stoddard pulls it down, and the Jayhawks looking to put a couple buckets together. Higgs on the drive and a spin in the air. A little out of control. Puts it off the glass. The rebound is pulled down by Brocky. Jack will attack. Pull up on the baseline, draws some contact from Bushinski, and Brocky's going to get a pair of free throws.
That'll be the second on Caden Bushinski.
What I like about the Comets offensively is when every one of their players, when they get the ball, they go to that triple threat where they could shoot if they need to, they can pass, or they can dribble drive. Really good fundamental basketball players. And you can see the difference. That's why when they get just a moment of space,
they're ready.
Yeah, a tiny shooting window, they can still get that shot off because they're ready to shoot as soon as the ball gets into their hands.
Yeah, and that's basketball 101. I mean,
right.
That's like day one of practice type thing.
But you'll still, as Brocky misses the free throw but rebounded by Kennedy, you'll still see a lot of kids who catch the ball and immediately just want to dribble it. I love these Hanover Hort players just catch it,
yeah.
And they're looking for what's the best play. They'll dribble if that's what it is. But I just really like the fundamental, the well-coached aspect of the team that's obvious in just the little ways like that. 4:45 to go here in the third, 50-18 now.
We did get a whistle on Trevor Keeler, by the way. It's his fourth.
He stays on the floor. Michael Brown on the floor now again for the Jayhawks. Long Break outside the arc. Puts it on the deck all the way into the bucket. Gets the scoop. Couldn't make the shot, but that'll get a foul against Rhett Laqueta.
That'll be his second. There's now three team fouls for Hanover in the half.
Long Break toes the free throw line. Shot is away and he hits. Long Break's a good motor guy. He's always battling for a rebound. 100% effort the entire time he's out there.
Yeah, I don't think I've really seen him take a trip down the floor off.
Yeah. Second free throw is pretty as a picture. 50-20 now the score. Austin Mesner back on the floor for the Jayhawks. Kennedy drives in. Nice dish to the baseline and an equally good-looking jump shot there by Bryce Sanders. Long break, gets some space, shoots the three, missed, rebounded Mitch Sauber. He's going to drive it up the floor, finds Kennedy, is running made up the left side. Kennedy penetration back up to Sanders. Sanders looks to drive, gets into the paint, floats it halfway down before it pops out, and Messner will get the rebound.
Got away with a little bit of a travel there, too, did Bryce Sanders.
Stoddard calling for a screen. Long break comes up to set it. Gives Stoddard a little bit of room. Gets himself open at the elbow. And nice pull-up J for Caden Stoddard, 52-22. Kennedy, there's Sanders. He's at the top of the key. Back to Kennedy, right wing. Looking for Laketta on a cut. Laketta stops the pop. Missed the shot. Rebound is tapped out. Last touch, Comets.
And Bryce Sanders trying to sneak in on that rebound there. Knocked it out of the hands of Austin Messner.
Michael Brown bringing it up for the Jayhawks. Gives to Stoddard. Skip pass over to Long Break. Crossover dribble pull up from the elbow. Left it short. Rebounded by Laketta. Rhett reels it in up the floor quickly. There's Brennan Miller into the paint. Floats it. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Long Break. Stoddard racing up the floor for the Jayhawks. Working against Sauber. Skip pass over to Brown. He'll drive. Gets into the air. Knocked away. Well defended by Laketta and Kennedy up the right sideline to Sauber. Sauber drives baseline under the basket. Nice drop off for Laketta. He left it short. Rebound tapped long. Chased down. Good hustle by Brown. Can't get it back, though. Laketta open on the baseline. Now he'll pass back out. Brandon Miller all day for three, and he gets that one to go. Good ball movement there by the Comets. 55-22. Lead back to 33 with 2:18 to go in the third quarter.
I'm always impressed with Michael Brown on the defensive end of the floor.
Stoddard making that move he likes. Dribbles in. Gets that pull-up jumper from the elbow, but missed it. And Comets get the rebound. Brandon Miller with the floater. Lobbed it down to Laketta. He missed the first shot. Gets the rebound and the tap to go. And it's 57-22, and that's going to draw a timeout from the Comets bench. 30-second break. We're right back on WKHM.
Don't let that old gold and silver collect dust. Bring it to Peterson Jewelers today. Your gold and silver are most likely worth more than you think. Don't forget those coins you've been collecting. Peterson Jewelers buys those too. Did you know you can maximize your gold value by using it toward a jewelry purchase at the store? All that old gold and silver can help you purchase a one-of-a-kind bridal set. Peterson Jewelers has an extraordinary selection for all budgets. Remember, Peterson Jewelers is a wholesale jeweler. Lower prices for high-quality jewelry means you get more. Peterson Jewelers, making every moment count.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2 minutes to go, third quarter, 57-22. Pigs bring it up the floor. There's Clint Worth. He's looking to drive against Miller. Now finds Michael Brown. Brown nearly has it stolen, recovers, gets into the bucket, leaves it too strong off the glass. Clint Worth saves, but it's recovered by Sanders. And he'll trigger the break for the Comets. No numbers, so they'll slow it down a little bit. Open look from the left wing. Little long, little overzealous. First shot off the bench for Jeremy Van Epps. Little strong. And Higgs with a nice move around. Jake Sauber is going to commit the foul. Higgs one hand in it.
Yeah.
With his arm kind of stuck on the defender.
I think it's the shoes. His shoes are awesome. I love those.
Where would you rank them on a list of best shoes of the year?
They're not quite Western Panthers, but they're pretty good.
Higgs on the move against Sauber, and they get an offensive foul against Higgs. Clearing out with the off arm.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice embellishment there by Jake Sauber.
Acting. There was some contact,
yeah.
But I don't know if it was clear. You know,
Definite
contact. Clearly a push-off as they thought it was.
Yeah, not quite as much as Jake Sauber made it out to be there.
Higgs respectfully disagreeing with the official, and this time we mean it.
Yes.
Very respectful. Just went up to ask the official what the call was. Sanders with the ball now for the Comets. Final 53 seconds of the third quarter, and we get some You get a 5-second call?
No, I think they said he carried, maybe?
Got a little hung up on his knee
there. Yeah, a little bit. Bryce Sanders.
Turnover for the Comets. They have gone deep into the roster here. Also on the floor is Matt Tucker. Every time I look at their lineup, I just go, wow, this guy will be back next year.
Yep.
Things are looking up for the Comets program in the near future. Nice drive and dish. Michael Brown open for three, and he hit it. Nice shot by Michael Brown. He got hit following the play, actually, and no call. Pressure on the inbound, and there's a little bit of a collision. The foul will be on Michael Brown, but right there on the defense, like you said, Jason, his defensive intensity is going to be something that's going to be an asset for the Jayhawks basketball team for years to come, because he's another freshman playing
yes,
on the varsity
is.
This year. Tucker drives back out to Sanders into the corner for Tucker, ready to shoot the three. Can't get it to go. Clintworth rebounds. Higgs looking up floor, running it himself on the penetration, gets into the air. Nice attempt at the lefty finish. Got a little contact, and he'll get to the stripe. Missed the shot, but a pair of free throws coming. 57-25, 8.7 to go third quarter.
Yeah, that foul on Jake Sauber, his second. And Vandercook doing just enough to keep this clock from being a running clock. Trailing by 32. Higgs misses the front. Got Higgs, McKenna Canencia, Austin Messner, Michael Brown. There's a rebound by Canencia, no good. Messner with the rebound.
There's a shot from the elbow for Brown at the buzzer. A little strong. So we'll wrap up after three here, 57-25. 1 minute break, and we're back with the final 8 minutes on WKHM, WKHM.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First possession, Higgs on a drive partially blocked. Rebounded by the Comets, 57-25. Hanover's got their starting five in the game to start the fourth quarter. Keeler open look for three and missed it. And in the ensuing rebound fray, we've got contact. I'm not sure who's going against. Looks like it might be against Vandercook. And they will set up for possession on the center of the floor. And it's going to go against Michael Brown.
Yep, that will be his third, team sixth.
Mitch Sauber to the inbound. Nice cut by Keeler. And he'll hit that bunny, 59-25.
14 for Keeler now.
Torrey Higgs will drive from the top. And, okay, I was just, just going to call it out or not and not give him that contact because he got hit on that one.
Yeah, that one is going to go on Donovan Kennedy. That's going to be his third.
Torrey Higgs has done a good job. He keeps pressure on the whole time.
Yes, he does.
He's going to penetrate if you'll let him. And he's certainly forced a few foul calls. He takes the inbound deep. Nice crossover. Gets himself open. No, missed the shot. Brocky will come away with the rebound. He's picked up full court by Michael Brown. Up to Kennedy. Now Laketa. Laketa will hand off to Kennedy. Looking down for Keeler on the block. Faces up, now back and down. Out to Laketa, open look for three. No. Long rebound, Brocky takes that. And a pass back out to Brock. He's wide open. It was a deep triple, and he hit it. Good concentration by Jack Brocky to knock down the three.
He had all day.
Torrey Higgs for the Jayhawks to Brown. Brown dribbles back to Higgs. On the screen and rolled a long break. He gets down low. Flops a little bit, loses the ball, and the Comets up the floor quickly. Kennedy had the layup, couldn't get it to go. Higgs will come away with the loose ball, and he's looking up to Michael Brown up the floor. Nice pass to long break.
Nice.
And makes the tough shot. 62-27 with 6:05 to go.
Good job by long break there to duck through all the traffic that was flying up at his head.
Yeah. Laketa, good shot from the elbow. Little strong. Rebound tapped by three different players before finally going out of bounds, and that'll be Jayhawk ball. You know, the Jayhawks have been trailing by a pretty large number most of the way, but they haven't quit, and they continue to work hard. And Higgs, again, has been a guy who's impressed me a lot with his energy.
Michael Brown, tenacious defensively.
Canencia in the game now to Brown at the top. Dribble move. Got a good look for Clintworth, but he missed the pass, and then Higgs comes down and hits the triple.
Falling out of bounds.
62-30 now, our score, 5.5 to go in this one. Brocky on the baseline, looking for Keeler on a cut. Well defended there by Clintworth. Jayhawks will knock it out of bounds, and then we'll clear the bench off for the Comets here. Van Epps, Sanders, Miller, Jake Sauber into the game, and Matt Tucker. And that's Van Epps looking to lob it into Sanders, and long break's going to commit the foul on the defense.
That'll be his third. So that's a 1-1 for Bryce Sanders, who's got 5 in the game for the sophomore.
5 minutes, 20 seconds remain. Sanders at the line. Missed the free throw. Clintworth the rebound. Gives to Higgs, and Higgs looks to run as usual. Crossover dribble. Passed out to Bashinsky back on the floor. Back to Higgs. Pump fakes the three into the elbow. No room there. Kicks out to Clintworth, who's open. Leaves it a little strong up the heel. Gets his own rebound. Drops it up to Higgs, who pulls the triple. Couldn't knock it down, but he's going to get fouled, and that'll be 3 attempts, it looks like.
That is Jeremy Van Epps, and that will be 3 shots. So Higgs with 10 points in the game so far.
Under 5 minutes to go. Higgs at the stripe, and he hits. And the second one rattles out.
And that'll get Caden Stoddard into the game off the bench.
Stoddard, Clintworth, Higgs, Canencia, and long break for the Jayhawks. And he gets 2 out of the 3. 62-32, they've cut the lead back to 30. Van Epps looking for Brandon Miller, right wing. Back to the top. Jake Sauber steps back, thought about the triple. Now he'll get it to Matt Tucker. Tucker outside left wing. Deep to Van Epps. Van Epps working against Higgs. Pressure from Higgs. Gets to Brandon Miller. Now a cut.
Oh.
And long break.
Wow.
Knocks it away. I know he respectfully disagreed with the call, Jason, but there were at least 2 fouls on the play, and they kind of let the first one go. The second one, however, he didn't get away with.
Yeah, and that one's going to be long break's 4th. It'll send Brandon Miller to the line.
Miller misses, rebounded by Clintworth. Neither team has really shot well from the stripe tonight.
No.
Long break, finds himself open, blocked by Jake Sauber. hustling back on the play. Pretty block, and now he loses control of it on the run out. Regains possession, takes a couple steps, and that's a traveling violation.
Yeah, good job by Long Break to get in there and kind of disrupt the dribble of Jake Sauber. Good hustle back on the play by Long Break.
4:10 on the clock. Higgs on the drive, get a reach in against Jake Sauber. 62-32 with 4:08 to go.
And that is number 3 on Sauber, and will put the Jayhawks into the bonus.
Higgs with the strike. Nothing but cord. And the second one, not as smoothly through, but he still gets it to go. 4:07 on the clock, 62-34. They cut it down below 30. Sauber looking for Sanders at the top, pulls the three. No. Canencia pulls the rebound down. Gives to Stoddard up the floor into the right corner for Long Break. He's triple teamed. Out to Stoddard. Skip pass over to Clintworth. Open look for three. Yes! Rattled home.
His first three of the game.
Nice look by Stoddard to find him open. Van Epps for the Comets. Into the corner for Tucker. Pump fakes the three. Now driving baseline. And they're going to get him four. Stepping on the line. On the drive to that baseline side. Overstepped the boundary. 3:25 to go. Higgs continues to put the pressure on. Nice feed to Canencia. And a nice finish by Canencia. 62-39. Back up the floor of the Comets. Brandon Miller, right wing. Swing pass over to Sanders. He puts it on the floor. Goes back to Miller. Jake Sauber. Step left to the top of the key. Over to Van Epps. Puts it on the ground. Spin move. Passes out to Sanders off the dribble. And Sanders knocks it down. This jumper for Bryce. And there's another open look for Clintworth for three. And he gets that one to go as well. 2.5 left in this one, 64-42.
Maybe too little too late, but a good hot hand for Clintworth. And there's
cross
a walk.
Court, Jake Sauber, yep. Kind of halfway between a pump fake and a first step, and he got whistled for the travel.
Yeah, the feet looked like they were moving faster than the brain was, and just couldn't quite engage either one.
2:28. Left in this tilt, 64-42. Clintworth coming across the floor, and he'll drag the pivot foot. And another turnover. 2:19. Van Epps picked up by Michael Brown. You know you're going to get effort out of him on the defense. Even at the deficit they're at right now. They have closed it down to almost 20 here. Brown with a near steal. Out to Van Epps. Swing pass to Tucker. Open look for three. Rattles out. And Brown gets the rebound. Wyszynski bringing it up the floor. Working against Brandon Miller. Gets deep spin move. Up into the air. Little strong. Missed and rebounded by the Comets. Up the floor to Tucker. Turns it inside. Scoops. Left is short. Rebounded Clintworth, and we're back the other way with the Jayhawks and Michael Brown. Picked up at midcourt by Van Epps. Right side, Wyszynski gets a screen to the middle. Now he gets into the paint, and he gets into the air. And we're getting the whistle for two shots for Caden Wyszynski with a minute 25 remaining.
And that will go on Brandon Miller, his second for the senior.
And that one rattles off. Wyszynski, three dribbles. He's got a bit of a line drive
on
his free throw. Gets that one to go. 64-43, they've cut the lead to 21. Michael Brown, full court coverage on Van Epps. look
at
his face.
He is having so much fun.
He has a blast playing that pressure defense. There's a pull up by Sanders. Off the heel, rebounded by Bushinski. Up the floor quickly to Brown. Back to Bushinski. And he'll jab, step, and drive out to Clintworth. Was open for a moment. He'll dribble back across to Brown in the corner. Bushinski, step back. No! Nice move by Bushinski to get deep. Good defense, though. Blocked, and here comes Clintworth to save possession. Out to Bushinski, now to Brown. Final 42 seconds into the elbow. And they take it right away from him. That was Jake Foster who loses the ball. And then Van Epps loses it on the pressure from Michael Brown.
Man, Michael Brown just has so much fun on the defensive side. It is crazy how much fun that young man is having.
30 seconds. Bushinski now to Brown. From the right wing. Into the paint. Drops it off for Bushinski. Gets the defender in the air. Draws a foul. Missed the shot.
Yeah, Brown went right between the legs of Brandon Miller there to get the feed to Bushinski. And that foul will go on Matt Tucker. That's going to be his first.
Bushinski gets that one in.
Just his third make from the line tonight.
And another one to go. Good trip for Bushinski. 64-45 with 15 seconds. Brandon Miller, pressured by Clintworth, will hand off to Jake Sauber. Clintworth now on him. Now to Sanders. And there's your buzzer for the game. 64-45, our final. Hanover Horton with a big win. Let's take a minute, 2 minute break here on the post game. We'll come back and get you our Subway Player of the Game, go over the numbers, and set up our next broadcast again. 64-45, Hanover Horton victorious tonight on WKHM.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
After your next online order in January at Denny's.com, you get a free build-your-own Grand Slam. Four items of your choosing made to order. Try a classic combo like bacon, eggs, pancakes, and hash browns. Or go nuts. Maybe a turkey, bacon, biscuit, hearty wheat, pancakes, grits combo. Get a free build-your-own Grand Slam after your next online order. Order now at Denny's.com. Offer requires a Denny's.com account and the placement of an online order between January 9th and January 31st, 2018. Offer valid for 30 days after order. Taxes and gratuity not included.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, big victory here for the Hannibal Hurt Comets tonight, 64-45 on Pink and Purple Night here at Vandercook Lake. And still a lot of pink and purple shirts all over the gymnasium as they begin to file out. You know, Jayhawks led 5-4, and that was the last time they would lead. The Comets went on at least a 9-0 run, and yes, it's 13-5 before you know it, and then they never looked back, and at maximum they pushed the lead up to 35. The final 19-point margin of victory doesn't even that would be a big win, but it doesn't really express how much Hannibal Horton kind of dominated this game right away and all the way through, and it was really hot shooting, and nobody was quite as hot as Jack Brockie was tonight, and of course, right, he lit up the score sheet, but he was also setting up shots for his teammates, did a good job on the rebounds. Complete game for tonight for Jack Brockie. He is our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. Jason, let's run down the numbers for the victorious Hannibal Horton Comets.
Yeah, and Jack Brockie didn't really play a whole lot in the second half, as most of the Hannibal starters did not play much of the second half, which led to that 16-point victory. But Jack Brockie, he finishes with 20. Trevor Keeler with 14. Donovan Kennedy having a nice night in the starting role with 10. Bryce Sanders off the bench with 8 points. 5 out of Mitch Sauber. Rhett Laketta chipping in 4, Brandon Miller with 3, and Jake Sauber just 1 point.
Comets move to 7-2 overall, 5-1 in the Cascades Conference, and that'll match the Michigan Center Cardinals at 5-1. From a 4-way tie a week ago now to just a 2-way tie there.
That's right.
At the top of the league, the Cardinals beat the East Jackson Trojans tonight. And so that's where we sit, and we know we'll be excited to go out and check out the Michigan Center and Comets matchup. Yes. Second one of the year, they'll be playing at Michigan Center High School in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. That's coming up actually pretty soon. Our next broadcast is actually going to be on Tuesday, and we get to see DeWitt visiting Jackson High. For Vandercook Lake, they fall to 1-8 overall, and now 0-6. In the Cascades Conference. They've got some nice things going for the future, Jason, like we mentioned. Really a couple of guys who are leaders on the team, Caden Bushinski and Michael Brown,
yeah,
both freshmen. And Torrey Higgs will be back for another year. He was the most impressive player for me tonight for the Jayhawks, so they'll be glad to have him back for another year. And
Isaac Clintworth is a sophomore, yeah.
Clintworth showed he's got some range from beyond the arc. And then you look at Austin Messner, who's going to be kind of the length for the team. He's going to be the big guy for a couple years to come, because he's just a sophomore. So it's not all doom and gloom for the Jayhawks, even though they lose tonight. They're back in action against Napoleon here. Against Lumen Christi on the road at Lumen Christi on Monday. And then Hannibal Horton's home versus Napoleon on Wednesday. So that's going to be a tough one for the Comets. So they can't just rest on their laurels and wait for that matchup with Michigan Center, because Napoleon is going to give them everything they can handle on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's a game that can, you know, Hanover can easily overlook when they've got the calendar circled for Michigan Center. But Napoleon, they'll give you a fight. And, you know, they were one of the teams that was there at the end last year. So it'll be a tough matchup for them, and hopefully they can pull it out.
Yeah, so we'll see what goes down in the Rugged Cascades Conference next week. But our next broadcast is Tuesday at Jackson High DeWitt in town to take on the Vikings. So, again, tonight, our Jackson Area Subway player of the game is Jack Brocky for the Hanover Horton Comets. They win the game 64-45. That's going to wrap it up. For Josh Ankrell, our executive producer, Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.